how I could track or locate anything that had been shipped to me, because they ship medications, they ship supplements, they ship all this stuff from pharmacies, from Veterans Affairs in different regions of the country, which I was not even aware of because nobody told me. Anyways, I had to figure this out pretty much on my own by asking a bunch of different questions. And so I did figure it out, and I did ask them how I could track that, and they had no idea, earthly idea at all. So I had to figure this out. And while I was busy doing a how-to tutorial about how to access your medical records and your e-benefits account, and how I do it, so I'm assuming that's how others can do it too, I solved my own problems. That's what I had to do. I have to solve all of my own problems with regards to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And there's such an incredible lack of support when dealing with this organization. So this is what the e-benefits webpage looks like. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and get started my little tutorial. All right. So right here, this is the login. If you don't have a login, you got to register. It's been so long since I did this, I can't remember doing it at all. All right. So this is a standard page, government page, has a bunch of government information, blah, 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 whatever. A person, in my experience, I have to click consent, agree right there in order to be allowed to even proceed. If you have a CAT card, like your active duty military still, you can log in here. Otherwise, you have to log in here. All right, so this is what the security image page looks like. You have to pick one of your images. And then once you're done selecting the image, you have to click continue right here to move forward. Okay, so you have to click manage right here, that button, and then down to the healthcare tab. All right, so this is the next page that you should see. A lot of times this website's down. It's a clunky, crappy website. It's not great at all. And then you can go ahead and go to the VA prescription refills. Here is where I learned that I found information about tracking the refills. This is where you will go, where you can see, at least I could see in my account, I'm assuming, no guarantees, no promises, but I'm assuming that other people could see in their e-benefits accounts the same thing right here, where it shows the pharmacy. So refilling the VA prescriptions here, even if it's like a supplement, this is what I have found to be the truth. Entire prescription history of everything you've ever been prescribed inside Veterans Affairs by their providers ever. The tracking, so where basically like when you mail something through the postal service, one of the mail services, you're able to click the button, have the tracking number. That is actually here inside of there. And like I said, I asked the VA people and the person at the pharmacy, and even though they're nice and professional with me, they had absolutely no idea, which is a trend that I have found personally at the VA. Just these people have no idea about much of anything, even though they work at the VA. Okay, and then the medication list and the blah, 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 whatever. Okay, so anyways, the whole thing is there. So that's pretty cool. And what I like the best about this is it's to where you can help yourself. I can help myself when I do this. This is self-serve, which means that like I don't have to interact with the people at the VA at all, which is fantastic. Like the less I have to deal with these horrible phone menus at the VA or these clueless people that work there, a good number of them, the better, right? Like, I don't know about you, but that's like pretty freaking exciting. Further, I will also say up until now, I've never had anything mailed to me before from a pharmacy, even if it was just a supplement ever. And so that's really nice because a number of years ago, I actually tried to have some items shipped to me from a pharmacy years ago. And even though it was advertised, they could do it. They couldn't even know how to do it. They couldn't figure that out. So the fact that the VA people have figured that much out, probably thanks to COVID-19, is some kind of miracle. Let's be honest here. And the fact that you can actually track the prescription once you figure out how after this tutorial, hopefully, that's amazing too, because these are things I have never been able to access ever in my lifetime, period. So this is a pretty cool feature. It's something I really do like. I hope you found this helpful. I know I would have if I could have found a tutorial like this. So just FYI, it's pretty simplistic once you're able to just log into your account and click around real quick and do it. I wish you all the best and thanks for watching.